We turn now to the unfolding situation in San Bernardino, California. Authorities now say that 14 people have been killed there. It appears that there were three shooters. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston has been following the story, and she's with us now. Dina, police have been holding a news conference about this. Tell us what we know so far.
Well, we know, as you said, up to three people opened fire on this auditorium area in the San Bernardino, California. They were clad in what could have been body armor. Apparently, they had long guns. Police have actually recovered some of the bullet casings and have confirmed that. And they were wearing ski masks. But they're still trying to clear the building. As far as they know, the suspects have fled. There's no ID, no motive. So this is very early days to be able to pin any of this down.
Again, the number 14 dead at least in this attack. What about those injured?
And 14 injured, mm-hmm. But that could change. These numbers are always very, very squishy at this early point. And again, as I said, they have not cleared the building, so they could be finding other victims as they go along. They also found a suspicious package there, so they have a bomb team looking at that. So everything is still very fluid.
And the police are looking for suspects, none in custody, we should say.
As far as we know, there are none in custody. As far as we know, none of the people who have been injured or killed are among the suspects. They did get from witnesses that at least maybe three men, maybe just one, climbed into an SUV and escaped. But police are saying now they're looking for that SUV, but they're not sure if the people in that SUV are the suspects or could have been witnesses to what happened.
And Dina, we understand that the FBI and the ATF, that's the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco and Firearms, federal agencies, have responded to this shooting today. What does that say to you?
Well, it's too early to tell to draw conclusions about this. I mean, federal law enforcement agencies usually respond in major cases like this to lend a hand. So the fact that they're in this particular case doesn't necessarily mean we should conclude, for example, that this is terrorism, either domestic or international. I mean, terrorism is violence on civilians for a political end, and we don't know if that applies here. I mean, what is interesting about this is that it has turned into an intelligence operation, not just some tactical operation. If there were multiple gunmen and there was body armor, then this isn't just a disgruntled employee. Something else might be going on.
Yeah. The facility where this attack occurred housed social service offices, I gather both of the county and the state. One of the things that law enforcement said during that news conference was that other county facilities have been locked down now, and they're taking precautions at similar facilities where there would also be a large number of county employees.
Right. They've closed courts and county buildings just out of an abundance of caution. I mean, the shooting happened in an auditorium of this complex, and that auditorium had actually been rented out to a different group. So they're trying to figure out whether that has something to do with this as well.
That's NPR's Dina Temple-Raston. Thank you, Dina.
You're welcome.